Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for April 25th, 2023. The New York Mets did not play yesterday, therefore they did not win or lose. This is a blessed occurrence. Sometimes those off days feel really important, and sometimes it's just an off day. This one felt like just an off day. Gave the Mets a little bit of a rest, gave their pitching staff a little bit of a rest going into a series with the Washington Nationals. Couple of newsworthy items to talk about today. It was announced that Justin Verlander is going to make a rehab start on Friday, and that he will join the Mets in Detroit next week for a series against the Tigers. So we now have a sort of a better sense of when Verlander will be back. I think we are all hoping it'll be a little bit sooner than that, especially with the suspension for Max Scherzer, but these things happen, and that's okay. He'll be back soon enough. It should also be mentioned that Buck Showalter spoke after I recorded yesterday about the decision to go with Drew Smith over Adam Ottavino and David Roberts, and we talked about this on the podcast yesterday. But Buck emphasized that he considers Smith to be an equal weapon to those guys. He also mentioned the importance of rest, but that's just straight up like PR bullshit talk, because neither Robertson nor Ottavino had pitched since Wednesday, and it was Sunday. So there was nothing about rest there. It was just he wanted to use Smith, which, look, he knows more about Drew Smith's pitching ability than I do, but it seems like a bit of a foolish decision in hindsight. That's one of my least favorite things that managers do. Managers are very reluctant to ever admit they made a mistake, especially with a pitching change. They just say, like, no, I do that again. No, that guy's as good as the other guys, when clearly it never, ever is the case. But, you know, this is what happens, I suppose, in Major League Baseball. So the Mets, as I mentioned, are going to be facing the Nationals for the next couple of days at home. There is not an official starter announced for tomorrow's game. I don't believe there wasn't earlier. Let me just double check. It's really good to always fact check yourself while you're recording. Yeah, it's still listed as TBD. I think it's probably going to be Jose Buto is going to be some sort of injury that put someone on the IL to get Buto back up. But we'll see. We don't know that for sure just yet. It could be a bullpen game as well. I suppose that's a possibility at this point as well. Anything to save the team a little bit. But they'll be facing Josiah Gray for the Nationals, who has lost his first four decisions. And let's see what his ERA is. His ERA is just under 5 now. That's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'm sorry, that's his projection for the season. What is his ERA actually? Let's see. Oh, wow. Under 4. Color me impressed. Good job, Josiah. You know, he's still going up 4 home runs and 4 starts. And, yeah. It's all right. The Mets will be fine against the Nationals. Nationals are not a good team, in case you're not paying attention to the National League East at all. Nationals, they're pretty bad. So the Mets should probably be okay against them, despite having no pitching of their own at the moment. But yeah, there's not really that much more to say about this series coming up, because the situation's the same. The Mets don't have any pitching. Their bullpen's overtaxed, but at least they're hitting. Hopefully Pete Alonso hits another couple of bombs, continues his torrid pace, and has some fun for the Citi Field faithful. But until then, thank you for listening. Go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce for a way to directly support the podcast that you enjoy listening to. Check out all of our podcasts, especially we have our newest show now on Wednesdays, Fletching is Burning from Grace and Christian. Super proud of that one. Love what it's becoming. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets!